Welcome to Thune's Review A Day Comic Book Edition. This episode, the review is TSR's Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. No, it's not the module for the role-playing game. No, it's a comic book from DC Comic Books with TSR. I'm not even going to get into trying to understand why there's a comic book called Advanced Dungeons & Dragons and not just Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know why. Maybe it's because the cartoon was silly and they want to say, oh, well, this is Advanced Dungeons & Dragons that we're not writing for little kids. What, I don't know what the point is. Advanced Dungeons & Dragons is a damn game. The Advanced, never mind, forget it. I don't know anything about Dungeons & Dragons. I never watched any of the cartoons. I never played any of the games. I don't know if there's any recurring characters. I didn't watch the stupid movie that was from 10 years ago. And I didn't read this comic book. I don't know any of these characters. But this is a done in one issue, so I could review it. It's on the cover. It's a bunch of dudes. Now, this is set in Dungeons & Dragons times, whenever that was. And there's a whole bunch of dudes just dressed in fancy dress from around whatever, my 1600s or whatever. But you could tell that they're businessmen of their time. And they're all surrounding Onyx, who is a dwarf. He looks like, well, I don't even know the name of the character. Fuck it. I was going to say that dwarf from Lord of the Rings, something like that. Yeah, he looks like a little tough guy, like Puck from Alpha Flight. But he's cornered by these guys, looking scared, and they all have quills with ink at the tip of it, as if they're gonna sign him to death. They have briefcases and they have papers, and under them it has the title of the story: Lawyers. One of the guys even looks like a Phantom, or he dresses like Phantom Stranger, but it's not the Phantom Stranger. And basically, the story is just about Onyx. This is, looks like it's a reprieve from the regular adventures of the show. And Onyx mentioned some of his friends from other stories, who I guess they're not in this. The thing centers around Onyx and his wizard friend Kelbin the Mage. Onyx is in a bar drinking. People under the table. He sees a bunch of girls, sees a couple of wenches, fine women, who look suspiciously like they're going to a Def Leppard concert instead of living in the times of Dungeons and Dragons and shit. Their hair is poofy, you know, big poofy perms, and they got on those halter tops. It's like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't look like a halter top. It's like summer dresses and stuff. But it's like, no. Okay, y'all look a little bit too Lita Ford for this. But anyway, he's enamored by these two hot women. And this ugly woman wants him to sign an autograph because all these women are flattering him for some reason. They want him. And he's paying attention to the hot chicks while he signs the autograph. Which he really signed was a marriage contract, and the whole story is about this woman once says, oh, we're married now. It's this ugly woman, and she has lawyers, and the lawyers say that this contract is binding. And it's just a story about Kelbin the Mage and trying to get Onyx out of this marriage contract, and the fact that the lawyers not only have him held hostage with their paperwork, they have the whole city held hostage. And actually, it turns out that this Kelbin is really trying to make the lawyers go away because they made the whole town a litigious society. And the only thing I can gather from this is not that the writer Dan Mishkin is clever at all. I'm sorry, I guess he's the writer. Or whoever the writer was. Yeah, Dan Mishkin. No, he wasn't clever. I just take it that he was going through a divorce or somebody sued him and he was on the shitty end of the stick. So he wrote this story. But the story is shit itself. I mean, the only thing that's admirable is that he did a little done-in-one story about lawyers and shitting on lawyers in a Advanced Dungeons and Dragons comic, which I give a little bit of kudos for that. Okay, but other than that, it's just a pedestrian kind of sitcom-y story. It's like The Sting for retarded people, and where the mage, you know, he does his tricks to get the lawyers out of town. When I picked this up, it was in a pack of four. I didn't see it. I didn't know what it was until I bought it and opened the package. I was hoping it was a Mike. When I saw Advanced Dungeons and Dragon, I was hoping that it was a Michael Fleisher story, the guy who Harlan Ellison called Bugfuck Crazy, and then Michael Fleisher sued Harlan Ellison for that, which is the dumbest thing ever. But he's a good comic book writer. He used to write Phantom. No, I think the Spectre. He's batshit crazy. Basically, as far as his writing, you would think he's crazy. So that is my review of Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. It was not written by Michael Fleisher. It was written by Dan Mishkin. The art by Tom Mandrake is just standard comic book art. Nothing spectacular at all. And I give the comic book mostly a thumbs down, maybe a sideways thumbs. Because, you know, if it's something to read, if you have it, you know, if you like this kind of shit, if you love Dungeons and Dragons, it's just a very pedestrian story. That's my review, and I'm sticking to it. Until next time, check out the website, doomcast.blogspot.com. Go to Doomcast Facebook and like us. Also, join up with iTunes, Doom Comic Review. Subscribe there. Give me a good rating and review on iTunes. And you can hit me up at the email blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Until next time, peace.